The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Wow. Can't believe it's 5 o'clock already. My guest just a few moments ago from Capital Ministries, what a great organization. And again, you can find out more at CapMin, CAPMIN, CapMin.org. Worthy of your prayers and your support. He mentioned an Arizona Supreme Court decision. What was he talking about? Well, the Arizona Supreme Court yesterday issued a landmark decision upholding a 160-year-old law that basically bans abortion in nearly all circumstances. Now, the problem, it's been around for 160 years. It was enacted in 1864 and basically bans all abortions, and anyone who violates the law could spend 2 to 5 years in prison. The problem, it has not been enforced for many, many, many years. Well, they began enforcing it in the state of Arizona. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the liberal left went crazy, went nutso, and took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, it's the law, and it has been the law for a long time. In part of their decision, they said this, quote, in light of this opinion, physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal, and that additional criminal and regulatory sanctions may apply to abortions performed after 15 weeks gestation. Again, the law was enacted back in 1864. Of course, the Democrats are going crazy. Arizona Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays criticized the opinion. Now, again, the job of the Supreme Court, whether it be the federal Supreme Court or a state Supreme Court, their job is to determine, is this law constitutional? That's it. They don't legislate. They don't make up new laws. They don't legislate. They determine the constitutionality of the laws of either the federal on the federal level or on the state level. Arizona Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays criticized the opinion. Isn't that interesting? The liberal left loves Supreme Courts when the Supreme Court rules in their favor. You know, way, way, way back when the Supreme Court ruled Roe versus Wade was the law of the land, the liberals love the Supreme Court. What a wonderful Supreme Court we have. And when the Supreme Court ruled that Roe versus Wade was actually decided wrongly and was unconstitutional, we need to do away with the Supreme Court. Yeah, anyway. All right. Back to Arizona. Arizona Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays criticized the opinion as, and I quote, unconscionable and an affront to freedom. Well, the way you deal with that, Arizona Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays, is to encourage a change in the law. The Supreme Court of Arizona did not rule on whether abortion is right or wrong. They ruled on the constitutionality of the law. They didn't rule whether abortion was moral or immoral. They didn't vote, they didn't rule on any of those things. They simply ruled the law does not in any way violate the Constitution of the state of Arizona and was passed duly by the citizens of Arizona, even though it was back in 1864. The people spoke, the people voted. It does not violate the Constitution, therefore it can be enforced. So the way to deal with it is to change the law, not to scream, yell, and shout about how you don't like the ruling for the Supreme Court. That's Arizona. Then in Idaho, you know, there really are some encouraging things happening around the country. Not much legislatively here in Ohio for a while, but in Idaho, Governor Brad Little, a Republican, has signed into law a measure designed to prevent public school employees, teachers, staff, employees. The law prevents public school employees from losing their jobs, get this, for referring to trans-identified students by names and pronouns aligned with their biological sex as opposed to their stated gender identity. So before this, a teacher or an employee of an Idaho school, if a guy said that he is a she, if a she says that she is a he, if Ralph says he wants to be called Rowena, the teachers or the church staff would have been required to call that student by whatever pronoun, by whatever name that the student decided. Well, there were a bunch of teachers and employees who said, I can't do that. I can't call a she a he. I can't do that. It violates biology, science, common sense, and in many cases, they said, it violates my religion. So I should not be able to be forced. Well, the legislature passed House Bill 538, and on Monday of this week, the governor, as I said, a Republican, signed it into law. Quote, the law seeks to ensure that no person in the state of Idaho is compelled by any government entity in the state of Idaho to communicate statements that such citizens believe to be false. In other words, the state of Idaho cannot compel teachers, staff members of public schools to lie. And that's basically what these people are saying. If I call a he or she, I'm lying. I'm deceiving. I am being deceptive. I am becoming a part of deception. I am promoting an untruth. And teachers and staff members have said I can't do that. So now in Idaho, those folks are safe. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Every single Democrat in both the Idaho House and the Idaho Senate voted against the bill. The divide between conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And let me just say this before we go into the break. If someone says, you know, I just can't vote Republican, they're such a mess, and okay, I get that. I've got a lot of problems with the Republican Party as well. I get that. I don't agree, but I get it. But how can anyone who says they believe the truth of Scripture vote for Democrats any longer. And folks, I would not have said this 20 years ago. In fact, I did not say this 24 or 20 years ago. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, you know, I disagree with the Democrats, but there are good people in the Democrat Party. I mean, there really are. We have a lot of differences on the economy and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can't say that anymore. The Democrat Party has become, in essence, the antithesis to what America was founded upon and certainly biblical truth. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
In the Russia-Ukraine war, it's really difficult to define exactly the good guys and the bad guys. I mean, it is. If I lean either direction, I lean in the direction of Ukraine. I do. They were unlawfully invaded by Russia. I don't think that's even debatable. They unlawfully invaded a sovereign nation. It's wrong. Just absolutely wrong. Now, I've read all of the arguments on the other side. Ukraine made this promise and Ukraine made this promise and Russia had to do it because of their own security and they were afraid of this and blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is Russia invaded a sovereign nation unlawfully. And they should retreat immediately and just leave. Will they? Absolutely not. Now, is the Ukrainian government as pure as the driven snow? No. There's probably a lot of corruption in the Ukrainian government. Yeah, but the president, he was a comedian, and he's when he was doing comedy, he did some really dirty, filthy things, and yeah, he probably did. Does that mean he's a bad leader now? Not necessarily. He's got a checkered past. There's no doubt about that. Does that really have anything to do with the man he is today? Probably not. One of my great concerns is that we are sending not just millions, we are now sending billions of dollars in aid with almost no accountability whatsoever. Do I want Ukraine to win in this conflict? Yes. Do I believe that America should have supported Ukraine in this conflict? Yes. Should we do it, however, endlessly with no accountability? Absolutely not. And I believe it is time for the United States, NATO, and the United Nations to absolutely demand a ceasefire. They're doing it with Israel and Hamas. Why can't we do it with Russia and Ukraine? If Ukraine has to give up some land, so be it. There are probably some areas of Ukraine the people would just as soon be a part of Russia as Ukraine because of their ethnic background and so forth. Okay, this thing cannot go on just endlessly, and I don't think our support should go on unconditionally and endlessly. That's my position. I think two listeners who are absolutely in love with Russia. They are just in love with Russia, and they hate Ukraine. Why? I don't know. And I get articles that they send to me every day. Russia's good. Russia's wonderful. Ukraine is bad. Ukraine is evil. And it's always some person that I've never heard of, some news source that I've never heard of. Ukrainians are doing terrible things here, and the Russians are just wonderful, 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 wonderful. And they're just protecting their homeland. They're just doing what they need to do. And Vladimir Putin is such a wonderful man because he doesn't like homosexuals and transgender. And so, therefore, he is more Christian than we are here in America. And give me a break. And they just keep sending me this nonsense, and, you know, which brings me to the story that I have in front of me. Headline: Ukrainian evangelical Christians facing torture, destruction of churches in Russian occupied areas. Here's the story. Christians in Ukraine have faced torture, the destruction of their churches, and other horrors at the hands of Russian forces, according to multiple religious freedom advocates who have called on Republican leaders to take notice of their plight. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Dr. Richard Land, former president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention, joined several advocates in asking Johnson to remember the persecuted Christians when considering efforts to support Ukraine. According to the letter, the Russian government has harmed Christians by torturing them and forcibly removing pastors from their positions. They add that Russian soldiers have targeted retired Baptist pastors they believe are not pro-Russia and whom they suspect of being supportive of the West. And it goes on and lays out some horrible atrocities committed by Russian troops in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine. Now, I'm not an expert on anything, but I know people who live in Ukraine. They would substantiate this. Russian troops are known to commit some horrific things in Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine, specifically against evangelical Christians.
Well, that can't happen. Vladimir Putin is a Christian. He is a confirmed Orthodox man. He is a part of the Russian Orthodox Church.
Yeah, I got news. The Russian Orthodox Church is absolutely corrupt. There's nothing Christian about the Russian Orthodox Church as a whole. I've got a personal story to tell you when we return, and then I'm going to go to Mark in Columbus as well. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.